Let's go outside the World Economic Forum in New York City, where Bob Pisani is standing guard with all of the policemen who are also out there watching to see if there's any protest action. Bob, what are you seeing?
Well, Martha, right now there's more policemen out here than protesters. 4,000 policemen and not a lot of protesters. But then again, the major protests don't start until later today and on Friday and Saturday. There is a large protest planned by a coalition of labor unions that will start in about a half an hour. And right down the street, I'll be going over there checking out what's going on there. There's also several organizations protesting against globalism. That's sort of a general term that's used around here in the next couple of days. Then there's a number of environmental organizations. There was one of them that protested this morning. I asked Brent Blackwelder, he is the head of Friends of the Earth, exactly what he was seeking to accomplish at this conference.
Friends of the Earth wants the major corporations in the world to live up to some responsibilities. They're always asking for privileges and so forth. And at this World Economic Forum, we're saying if you're serious about making the world a better place, then accept some responsibility for your actions.
I asked him specifically, what did he mean by responsibility? What programs are they looking for? And he said one of the things that they're talking about is trying to develop global standards for pollution, that a corporation, for example, should not be allowed to, say, pollute in the United States and then enjoy less stringent standards by polluting in, say, South America. Those are one of the things that they are specifically pushing for. As for the more extreme elements, if you're looking for people in black masks walking around throwing bricks into windows, they're certainly not here, at least not today. However, the police have made it clear that if they see any groups of people, three or more, walking around with ski masks on, they are going to be arrested under a law that goes back to 1845. Predictably, the anarchists are protesting that statement. They have put up a statement saying, urging people to walk around wearing gas masks, but we don't see that. And I'll tell you, Bill and Martha, you want to know how advanced the anarchists have become? They've got a website up now where they've been talking about various actions they plan against the police. It's called the Anti-Capitalist Convergence. Even the anarchists have got a website. Now, back to you.